lose all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
We have a correspondent from the site of FYA, Fuck Your Attitude Fest in Tampa, Florida.
Yes. 2020.
Do you want us to give you a government name or do you want to be like... All right, this is our anonymous caller from Tampa, Florida.
We'll just call you KD.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually a fun nickname.
What's the weather like, KD?
It was pouring when we got there. It rained for like the first 4 hours of the first day. It was beautiful yesterday for the pre-show. The pre-show was good. Unbroken Wings stole the show, I would say.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it packed?
It was packed, yeah, for sure. A lot of people got turned away, couldn't get in. It was at capacity very early.
Really? Wow.
That was a pre-show. It was a huge venue, and it looked like, I think Jay from Mindforce referred to it as somewhere there would be an Italian wedding.
sounds right. Yeah.
Very, very classy venue for a hardcore fest, but it worked out great. You know, carpet came in handy, I'm sure.
Okay. So you want to...
Give us the rundown for today.
Do yesterday.
Did you
see anybody? I came in... I'm trying to think of the... I didn't see the first couple bands. Okay. I'm trying to think of who... Oh, we came in for Death Before Dishonor. They were good. And then... Yeah, I would say them and Unbroken Wings are the best.
And Bury Your Dead were the headliners.
Yes, Bury Your Dead were the headliners. Everyone had a great time. There was a fight. It was even like a real 2005 hardcore show. There was a fight.
Were you at the Keyport VFW Hall?
I was taken right back. It was official after the fight. There's, you know, blood on the floor. It's a fucking mess. I'm only a little bit salty. They didn't let me bring my bag in, but it's all good.
What would you say the percentage of basketball shorts were?
I would say, a strong 50%. It was warm yesterday.
A 50% basketball short.
That's a high rate.
Possibly, that's a high rate.
Maybe a third.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
How many flat brim hats?
How many flat brim hats do we have?
Not many. I mean, keep in mind, we're still in Florida here. There's, you know, camo. There's, like, you know, people in, like, orange golf shirts. Wow.
How many crazy were there tons of Fidel Castro mosh hats?
Yes, there was quite a few of those, yeah.
I mean, I would not expect any different.
More than at a regular show, yes. It was 2005, the show was one big breakdown. It was good.
Got it.
One big breakdown. Okay, let's fast forward. Did you do anything good after the show?
Did the show end early?
It ended pretty late, and I was, like, exhausted because I traveled yesterday. So.
Okay, so you did not go to the goth bar.
Honorable mention, the Goth Club Castle, fantastic reviews from everyone. So.
Okay. Did you go yet?
I haven't gone yet, but everybody I know that has gone said it's awesome.
I mean, you're a young person, and it's 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, try to make that work, kid.
Come on.
I did like almost 12 hours today.
Okay.
I'm not that young. I'd say I'm like, you know, in the upper of the crowd. You know, until the Madball crowd rolled in at the end, I was up there.
Wow, okay. Fair enough.
So give us your day today. How did it start? You have a nice breakfast or anything?
I had some Trader Joe's cereal. It was pretty good. I made some sandwiches.
Pat is giving you the stink face right now as a fellow vegan.
This is the most mundane details. Get to the dirt.
Bob asked.
I asked, man. I'm curious about breakfast. You got a problem with breakfast, brother? Come on, man.
It's the foundation of a good day.
Yeah. We tried to, like, shove as much food in because we knew we couldn't bring food into the venue this year. Sure. So we, like, ate as much as we possibly could before we went in.
It's like a carb load.
The line wasn't bad. It was, like, super organized. We got right in. We got there when the doors opened.
That's Kevin Hare.
We watched every single band. Like, Chris. And pretty much everyone was really good.
You saw every band today?
Yes.
Who opened? Do you remember?
Not Out for Justice. They were this They were second. They were just like the first one I wanted to see. I can't remember. True Form, maybe, or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was True Form.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were good. They were good. And then Out for Justice, I wanted to see. They were really good.
Okay.
Ones that stick out, there were so many, but Rain was really good. Gulch was really good.
Wild Reactions?
Yeah. Well, by the react, it was kind of like the reactions were pretty much in line with how I felt as well. But Never Ending Game, who else? There's so many. Killing Time was like, I was really like blown away. I was like, wow.
Was it nuts for
them?
They
were great. It was, I mean, they had a great reaction. I mean, I can't say they played better than Madball, because Madball played like double the amount of songs, but they were really good. Like, ooh, I don't know what I expected, but they were awesome, and I was surprised that a lot of people, I would say like a lot of the younger crowd bounced after Magnitude, which probably had the biggest reaction among the younger crowd, but they were really good as well. Overall, the show was great. I mean, everyone had a good time. There was like no bad shit happened. It was good.
Will you be there for the opening band tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know. If I could wake up, but the first band, I really want to see Nosebleed, and they play third. So I'll probably get there when the first band's on. Right. Yeah, good stuff.
KD, that was our correspondent, KD.
Thanks for being the best. Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys for doing the work you're doing. I'm wearing my Hacks to Grind shirt today. Represent.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Lift my spirits up.
Yo, do you guys watch Fanatic?
No, I have not.
Oof.
It looks insane.
Oh, I didn't like it. I watched it. Oh.
Hold on.
That was terrible. That's better.
Better? Okay. This is the Fanatic podcast. You want to talk about Fanatic?
We could if we want. It made me feel real weird.
Tell me about Welcome to Ask Grind
first.
Yes, I'm Patrick.
I'm Bob.
And I'm Tom the Fanatic.
Oh, wow.
Tell us a little bit about Fanatic.
So, do you know anything about this?
John Travolta being directed by who?
Fred Durst.
That's right.
And the other main character is Devin Sawa.
So
every woman your age probably loved him.
Yes.
Because he was in like Idle Hands or whatever.
Oh, right.
It's so cool being the youngest person in this room sometimes.
And Final Destination.
Yo, my mother watching Final Destination, one of the ones the other day, and I said, Ma? Because she was sitting there with a smile on her face, and I said...
They're fun movies, and you think about it, you're like, this is brutal.
Well, her thing was, I said, Ma, Final Destination fan? Because she seemed enwrapped.
Yeah.
And she said, I've never seen this one. I've seen all the others.
Wow.
And I said, wow. And she said, the killings are very clever.
I mean, they are.
So you know, there's the people who do the media consumption. They track all the media they consume, books, movies, music, etc. You should ask your mother to do that, because I think it would actually be fascinating. Because you've spoken of it before, but she really has a broad spectrum of movies and TV that she'll watch. I would love to get that. That's a great special episode.
She's watching The Witcher.
Supposedly, he's very good.
I said, "What are you doing, Ma?" She said, "She said, well, I like Game of Thrones, but there's so many characters to follow."
Mm-hmm. She's right.
Here, I can only follow The Witcher. I said, okay, well,
I'm
God
checking
bless.
It out on her.
Is that Henry Cavill?
Thanks, Rusty.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Is it a video game or a comic book?
Video game.
Okay, but video game based on the Polish Game of Thrones. Yes. So I mean, not really, but the idea that there is this fantasy book phenomenon of the region. It is The Witcher. So
is he the dad of dragons or something?
The Poles love it. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get Game of Thrones either.
All right.
Let's give a shout out to our sponsors and then get into the shits today. Because what is this? Is this a listening party? Do I have that right?
Listening party.
Wow.
But before we get into listening party and before we get into sponsors, tell me about the Fanatic.
I know. We didn't even get
My bad. My bad. I thought Fred Durst summed it up.
Rusty detoured us.
So it's Devin Sawa, John Travolta, directed and written, I believe, by Fred Durst.
Respect. Mm-hmm.
So... anyone who wants to watch it, I'm going to give you some spoilers, so I apologize in advance. A spoiler alert, fast forward for about 90 seconds, and we'll be done. So Fred. So Devon Sawa plays this like famous actor. John Travolta is obsessed with him, and hence mm-hmm. the fanatic. Shows up at a signing that he's doing. Well, literally, all right. So movie starts. You know, it's all these weird things. John Travolta walks into a comic book store.
Mm-hmm.
His first line literally is, "Can't talk now, gotta poo." That's literally the first word he says.
I've said
first
it. Line he says. It's realistic.
So whatever, the comic book guy goes, you know, whatever the Devin Sawa's character is going to be here next week. You know, but and they're like, no way. He ends up buying a piece of memorabilia from one of Devin Sawa's movies to get him to sign it. He goes, Devin Sawa gets in a fight with his ex-wife, refuses to sign it, and he goes, you know, please, I bought this, you know, you wore this and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I'll give you a piece of memorabilia to take home that you won't like. He's like, I'm going to punch your fucking face and whatever. So somehow John Travolta has this like cute girl, that's his like friend, paparazzi friend, who goes, you know, talks about the maps of the stars' homes. He buys one, finds out where Devin Sawa lives.
Oh, wow.
And it's like kind of catches, you know, he gets caught around there a couple of times. He breaks in and he goes to leave he drops a note. The woman who's the kind of the maid for Devin Sawa, also his side piece, finds the note. She opens it up to goes to read it. John Travolta sees her reading it. Goes, don't read it, don't read it. Comes over, knocks her over. She falls backwards, cracks her head open on a planter, dies in the front yard.
Oh,
spoilers!
Oh. I'm telling you, spoiler. We're going hard. Are you not going to watch this? Are you?
Not a chance. Go on.
All right. So whatever. He runs into him again. Devin Sawa gets out of the car and is like, you motherfucker, what are you doing in my neighborhood? I better never see you again. Blah blah blah. I'm going to kill you. Whatever.
Who the fuck does Devin Sawa think he is?
He's such a dick too in this movie. So, whatever. John Travolta ends up breaking into the house and drugging Devin Sawa. Oh,
seems extreme.
With it. And Team Travolta.
Uh-huh. He posts pictures on the internet of him, like, kissing Devin Sawa on the forehead and all this sort of stuff.
Sunning him.
Yes. Ties up Devin Sawa fucking Misery style.
Mm.
Comes in dressed as Jason Voorhees.
Okay.
With a fake knife and goes to stab him, but it's all like fake. Mm-hmm. So it take, you know, there's a 20-minute, you know, discussion to like, let, you know, hey, can you just let me go? You know, we can hang out, we'll go get dinner, all this sort of stuff.
I'm not believing Sawa.
No. So he finally cuts him out. Devin Sawa punches him in the face, knocks him down, grabs a rifle that he has over his bed, shoots off John Travolta's hand.
Okay.
They
power move.
Kicks him down the stairs.
That's irresponsible.
Yeah. Kicks him down the stairs. John Travolta is laying there. Devin Sawa stabs the dude's eye out.
Oh, wow.
Picks him up, like kind of like dusts him off, opens the front door, puts him out. Like John Travolta is like bawling, hysterical, crying.
Missing an eye,
missing fingers, all this sort of stuff. It ends up, like he ends up on Hollywood Boulevard. Oh, also, he's one of the people that take pictures on Hollywood Boulevard, John Travolta. He plays Bobby.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of the, hello.
Like a British
yes.
police officer.
Hello, sure. Governor.
So there's like 10 minutes of him being like, poppycock, doing his accent in the mirror to himself.
How far into the movie have you just described?
I'm like 99% through.
Okay, all right.
I'm just going back. There's not a lot to it.
No. This is not painful for me. I'm enjoying this, but I'm just so curious at the pace of this. Like,
it's insane.
Okay.
It's insane.
Is it like a 70-minute
movie? It must be. Like, okay. 80,
that's
yeah.
amazing.
So his friend finds him walking down Hollywood Boulevard all fucked up. Two people pull him over because they think he's like one of like the funny, like, let's take pictures with the weirdo. And like, they, hey man, can we get a selfie? And he's like, okay. And like, now literally he has no eyeball and no, like, four fingers are missing off his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the commentary. Anything for the clout.
Yeah. And he posts like this. So they're taking pictures of him and he's like smiling in the pictures.
Oh my God.
The woman finds him, brings him to the hospital. They find out
he's pregnant.
No. Devin Sawa gets arrested for the maid that's dead in the front lawn.
Whoa.
And that's how it ends.
I like it.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's why, like,
here's the twist.
It's an awful movie.
Yeah.
Awful. But it's like, I had seen enough people review it on YouTube that I'm like, I'm just gonna watch this.
Sure.
It's terrible, but I want to see it. It was so fucked up and mean spirited.
Oh.
you didn't know who to root for.
Really?
And John Travolta is 100% at minimally on the spectrum, maybe developmentally disabled to a you know, more rougher.
The character or the actor?
The character in the movie.
Okay.
He's obviously not well.
Yeah.
And like they're like
neuroatypical. Or
correct. And like they kind of treat him just as like he's just a regular guy that likes to stalk people and he deserves what he got. But meanwhile, he doesn't know how what he's doing is wrong.
Oh, well, this is, you know how I.
Yeah, it took a very I watched by the end. I was kind of like, I'm a little nauseous because this totally missed the fucking thing. Also, Devin Sawa was driving his son around in his car. He goes, "You want to hear some shit I loved when I was a kid?" They put on Limp Bizkit. He listens to Limp Bizkit in the movie directed by Fred Durst.
I absolutely respect that. Now.
Yes.
That's your artistic goal. Huh?
Have you watched You?
No.
So I can't speak to you. I'm sure that there will be like a 2020 sort of like more feminist leaning angle towards the end of it.
Yeah.
But so far, the half hour that I watched over somebody's shoulder is it's a pure fun stalker drama where the dude is like,
because it's Penn Badgley and he's cute, so it's okay.
He is a old style stalker, not like whatever kids are doing now on the internet, fam. I'm saying like he's outside people's window.
Oh.
He's like, it's. I really struggled watching it to go, huh?
With no sound.
What is the angle here?
Like who's the bad guy?
Like okay. So, like, when I'm pitching shit, I it's comic book shit, I'll get asked, okay, but how do we redeem this? You know what I mean? Like, how do we make this palatable to people? And what they really mean is, like, how does the villain get a comeuppance that our readers are going to feel good about? Because if you just
you gotta have an ending.
If you just have this motherfucker out here winning.
And, like, walking into the sunset.
Right, there's people don't like that.
Nobody
right?
wants that shit.
So, like, I'm kind of like, that's the stories I write though, right? Like, I like those, but like, I was just watching this going, do they fall in love and she discovers he's a stalker? Because there's no way to play this in a safe
right.
Like, I can't imagine the fan mail that they're getting right now being like, are you aggrandizing and glorifying fucking stalking?
Talking, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, but. It was a crazy thing to watch. I only watched again one episode. I have no idea. There's got to be an angle. There has to be an angle. Like he realizes what he's doing is wrong. He starts stalking. He becomes Dexter. There's got to be some fucking angle.
I would hope so.
Some angle, but
he's a nice stalker.
See, that doesn't seem like enough of an angle. But
I don't think so.
But while watching it, Eric brought I was watching it with Eric and his girl, and they brought up. A thing that Eric is very well versed in that I had no idea.
Stalking?
Sort of. He knows a lot about it because he has watched like 7 documentaries on Bjork's stalker.
Oh, weird.
Which is, by the way, to our listeners, I urge you to only check this out if you're into upsetting things.
Is that the guy that used to paint his face?
He painted his face before killing himself.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Okay.
If only read the wiki if you like being upset. Yeah. Only watch the documentaries if you're like, real keen on being upset. I had no idea. I knew she had a stalker. And I knew that's why she was on edge and she punched somebody at the airport, if you remember.
Yeah,
that was a scandal back in the day. Uh-oh, Bjork's on the loose.
Yeah.
But
human behavior, man.
It's just human behavior. I had no idea how fucking crazy the stalker story is. It's like Bud Dwyer suicide on camera shit. It's fucking bad, man.
Okay.
I just want to bring down the mood.
For bedtime.
Let's go.
Yo, how often do you eat dinner at 11 p.m.?
It happens periodically.
Patty Gaines?
I'm fat right now. I don't know if you've seen my little...
No, what's your weight at?
I'm 152 pounds.
Congratulations, dude.
Yeah.
Good to do. New year, new you.
New me.
It's got a little bit of a bump there, man.
No shit.
You feeling it?
Shit. Some might describe it as incongruent.
The why, feeling good, huh?
Why?
All right.
It's me and a bunch of old Armenians just fucking chilling. I've been
Speaking
going to steam
of chilling,
room. Steam
how's
room.
The steam room?
What do you prefer, sauna or steam room? The answer
to
may
be
surprise
honest,
you.
To be honest, sauna I just have so much more experience with.
Yes, I think that's many people.
Because I don't know the steam room. Tell me the steam room.
Tom, where are you at with those?
I don't know. I don't know if I know the difference.
Saunas that dry heat, typically rocks, mm-hmm. right?
Wood.
Yeah, everything's wood. Steam room is tile, and you're guaranteed to get athlete's foot if you're not wearing something on your feet.
I would probably go sauna.
Okay. Okay. So this
is sauna, that the opposite?
The sauna is sauna is not giving you
athlete's foot. Yeah, no, so yeah. I'm meant to not fungal.
Okay, you're good on that.
Be non-fungal.
But having now done them both, because you're right, sauna is much more popular. Like if you go to a hotel, you're not going to find steam room.
No steam rooms.
But steam, like the baths.
But at the Y.
The Turkish baths and shit that people love here, the Russian baths people love here.
Yeah, steam.
Like people love the steam.
Yep.
But it's not popular in other parts, whatever.
Yeah.
Steam room?
You're loving it.
I'm an advocate.
Okay.
I feel way better. It's gross. It's sweating and steam. And
you done what is it called? The thing where they smack you.
You can do that all
with the leaves.
Sure. Yeah. You got to get in on that. All right.
Are we going? Are we taking a podcast trip to the Turkish baths on 12th Street and 1st Avenue?
I think we are.
Everybody loves that shit. Why not?
Will they let us live pod while we're in there? I think that would be frowned upon.
Here's the problem to me. So somebody asked, how long can you hang out in the steam room? And I said, I only go like 15 minutes. And I said, but it's not that my body gives up. It's that my mind does.
Yes.
Because I'm bored as fuck.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do in there.
Last time I was in a sauna. Last time I was in a sauna was in Sweden, and I snuck my phone in because I was by myself and it was late at night. And I was like, all right, my phone's going to overheat soon, but if I can do 5 minutes in here with that, that's better than just sitting here looking at the wall. And it was. It was fantastic.
I was like...
And I was so... It was a different experience because I didn't feel... It was just something to do.
Yeah.
And that was the part.
Yo, I don't understand people that like being like that much... It's literally it's like a sensory deprivation
camp. So would you wouldn't do the sensory deprivation...
I don't think I'd go long.
...things?
I would do that.
They're usually like an hour. There's the float spas. There's a couple down at the shore.
I would do one.
Yeah.
I've never done one, but I want to.
It's usually, I think it's an hour is the initial one, and then there's 90 minute ones.
And we did, what did I do? The sweat lodge. I've done that too.
You did a sweat lodge?
It was fucking brutal.
Wow.
For somebody's bachelor party.
Oh, wow.
It was fucking brutal.
Okay. So,
how long were you in there?
Over an hour.
Wow. Are strippers and drugs out at bachelor parties?
At 14 straight edge dudes at a bachelor party?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the bachelor parties that I've either been to or have been invited to and haven't been able to go the last couple of years,
the move.
They're all like very square.
Apple juice bachelor parties, we'll call them.
It's like, yeah, it's like 12 dudes in a cabin somewhere, and you're like,
that's what we did.
What is going on?
We went to Joshua Tree and got a fucking house that fit like 15 of us.
Yes.
You know Chris Clean from Rhode Island, from Maine?
Yeah.
Rolled
yeah.
that break. That's who was there too.
Like, oh, nice.
I just saw him not that long ago.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice dude.
But yeah, I mean, it's fucking. It's so hot. It was hot enough that, like, I'm not a take my shirt off in public kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I literally, I mean, now I'm with people, like,
sure.
covered in tattoos with, like, six packs. I'm like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I'm taking this fucking shirt off. But it was like, and I got stuck near the door. So now it's pitch black, so you think you're seeing shit that you're not seeing.
Oh, I don't want to do this.
But I was near the door, so, like, they have to bring in water. Like to put on the
rocks, yeah.
But I was the guy that was tasked with grabbing the like giant silver bucket full of water, weighed a ton.
So you're the only one doing any manual labor in there.
Yeah, we're the ab boys there.
You know who was the best dude in there? Nick Acosta.
Boys. Oh yeah,
Nick killed it.
Good job, Nick.
Might be his Latin blood. My man didn't like got out of there. Like
he's just
champ.
Like dabbing himself off. Like, yeah. Oh, was that?
He was sweating. Like, but like, you know that there's a dude named Frank from down near your area that mm-hmm. works in like you might know him. He's like a hardcore Jace.
Okay.
But he's like in good shape. He's like fucking Mr. Yogi guy. Literally got out of it. We found him like pass out under a tree.
You sure you guys didn't do what is it? Ayahuasca or whatever?
Ayahuasca, yeah.
Well, you have to do some part of like it was like a part of like a thing, like
a whole like ceremony.
But like, yeah, like so you have to see people being like faking, like, I'm not drinking this water because it probably has acid in it.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
they're like, we're going to have some maize, some corn.
Mm-hmm.
Them shits was corn chips. It wasn't real corn, it was corn chips. Like broken up corn chips. And they like handed around like a peace pipe.
People we're going to have some Tostitos.
Yeah, that's what it was like. Yeah. So it was very interesting, fantastic. But I like the heat.
I like the nightlife. I like the boogie.
I love the night. Shall we because give a shout night. Out to our sponsors?
Let's get into the sponsors. We're going to do two different weird ones here today. We're going to do Run for Cover Records first. Runforcoverrecords.com. Enter the promo code.
Axe to Grind.
You're going
to
need to.
Spill it out.
Save yourself some bucks. I am recommending today Horse Jumper of Love, So Divine.
Oh, no shit.
Checked this out not long ago. Very. We were asked by someone to recommend stuff that's mellower. And they said, you know, Fiddlehead, you guys pick up them? Love Fiddlehead. More mellow than that.
Yeah.
And said, Self Defense was a it was like, okay, that's a reference. Yeah, like mellow like that last Self Defense record.
Mm.
Horse Jumper Love has parts where it's atmospheric and soft. Occasionally it dwells in these kind of like the quieter moments of alt, like 90s, early 90s alt music. There were certain parts that remind me of the like weirder Nirvana In Utero parts, but then kind of interspersed with this gentle atmospheric music. I actually quite liked it. So to the person who was asking for mellower music recommendations, check out So Divine by Horse Jumper of Love.
That's interesting. I wonder if it was the same person that asked me, because if not, maybe there's just something in the water. People want something a little mellow.
People trying to mellow out in 2020. I get it. So it's like hectic. We're going to war, you know?
Apparently. I went to the gym.
You know people were freaking out thinking they were getting drafted?
No. Literally, if anybody thought they were being drafted, I want you to grab that person's shoulder and be
the
like,
internet's
hey, man.
So broken.
Let's just have
people
a talk.
Are so broken.
Let's have a talk. It's not going to happen. But I actually... This is for... There's going to be people that think this is the darkest thing I say on this podcast. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I was at the gym when that news broke, the YMCA... Mm-hmm. I prefer to say YMCA because it sounds less aggrandizing than gym, right? I could be doing anything at the YMCA. So I was at the YMCA.
You could have a good meal.
Yeah, exactly.
Get yourself clean.
Sure. So I was at the YMCA. I came home, opened the computer, saw that people are going World War III. You know what I mean? All this
shit.
The
most violent thing you've said today was open the computer like you were clicking power on a 96 Dell. Jesus.
I blew in the cartridge.
I put on the computer, sat down at my desk and turned on my desktop.
Yes, my PC. So
turn on the computer.
Turn on the computer. See everybody losing their minds at World War III.
Welcome.
And yeah, exactly. You've got mail. Yeah.
Losing
their minds. And for whatever reason, I think it has to do with the small measure of self-improvement that one does when going to someplace like the YMCA or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was the most impassive, like, oh, World War III, crazy. You know what I mean?
That's the way to be. Like, live your life, people.
So it might sound dark to some of you, but I think if you are concerned about World War III, go for a run.
Yeah, check out this Horse Jumper of Love record instead. That's my recommendation. You know where else we're going today? Death Wish Inc. You're going to go to deathwishinc.com. You're going to enter the promo code.
Axe to Grind.
You're going to want to
spell it out.
Today, we're going to give you more specific instructions on where to go on deathwishinc.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You're going to go up to the top. There's a little tabby kind of thing. It's very artistic.
Do you have to pick
smooth.
Pixel hunt?
Well, not pixel hunt per se. I would love for more secret, like Easter eggs.
We got to talk about that Code Orange. There was pixel hunting on that Code Orange website.
I couldn't figure out any of it.
You're going to scroll over, not label, not artist, but we're going to the shop. Go to the shop, and you're going to look under the music column, the first column on the left. One, two, three, four. Four selections down from the top, it's staff picks.
Oh.
I really appreciate that Death Wish does this. It's kind of
a
neat little
feature.
Vibe, yeah, exactly. And so what I'm going to do is tell you to go there and check out what they have. I'm going to read you a few of the selections that they have up there. They have the Wear Your Wounds, Rust on the Gates of Heaven record they put out, I believe, last year.
That feels like a bit of a cheat because the staff put that out.
But that's okay.
Staff sang on that.
Yeah, I don't think that staff chose this one.
Okay.
But if he did... like,
seems like an ass-kissing move if not.
If not, yeah, maybe. He might have been like, but I just really like that record.
That's the dude who's on the edge of being fired. He's like, you know what my favorite fucking record is? Jake's. Wounds. You know what I mean?
You know I'm buying an extra today.
Yeah.
I'm putting this money right back into the company.
Yeah. Somebody right on the edge.
Jerome's Dream, the LP on Microspy.
Okay.
We're going to have some more Jerome's Dream talk sometime, not too far from now. Jeez. The Fuming Mouth, the Grand Descent LP.
Yeah, this
Triple
one
B.
has picked up so much steam. People like this record.
And I think it's all over. I think it makes a lot of sense to be, you know, grabbed here. Full of Hell, Weeping Choir.
Mm.
We never talked about the Full of Hell van situation. We should talk about that at some point. Best of luck to all of them. I think they kind of figured all their stuff out. The Tomb Mold, Manor of Infinite Forms, LP on 20 bucks spin. So, here's what I'm saying. Awesome that they do this. They have a large, extensive distro. That Axe Grind promo code works on all this stuff. So go to deathwishinc.com, pick up some of these things. And also, I just think it's really cool that they do that. So big shout out to everyone at Deathwish. We appreciate you. Big shout out to our other sponsor, Closed Casket Activities. Same code. Go to his website. Do the damn thing. Guys, you ready to listen to some stuff?
Sure.
I'm excited to listen to some stuff.
Listening party. All right.
Excellent.
Party time. First band, True Form. IOU Records. They have an EP coming out soon called Control. And I believe the song that we are going to play is the song True Form by the band.
Okay, all right.
True Form. Ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
All right.
I like that little guitar, like, squeal, but, you know, like, yeah, we're going to riff on you.
Mind Force Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Does it go faster? Could that speed pick in?
What do we got, Dawn? So now you have me anxious about the vocals, because I like everything I'm hearing, but...
There's going to be echo on the voice.
That's it.
No.
No. A little burlier than I thought.
Yeah.
I like when anybody says it is what it is. It's a very hippish thing to say in a video.
Oh, ooh. I like the dual vocal. So what I like in the vocal is that you can hear some inflection,
yeah,
despite it being
too.
That kind of hoarse feel.
Bullshit reality. Feel that.
Cheap shots, yeah. Lyrically, feeling it. Are you relating to this?
What's that?
Are you relating to this?
Are
Am
you
I the monster?
Stare out? I'm looking out in the, because I actually quite like this. You saying bullshit reality what?
Only a dream.
Where are these guys from?
Florida.
Florida.
I saw this popping up on the timeline.
Yep.
I'm kind of glad I didn't. This is the first time I'm hearing it.
Same.
I like to enjoy things with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's more fun with others. So.
Well, I like this.
Yeah, I'm in. My only thing is maybe the song's a little bit too long, but I'm in. I like it.
Okay, normally I would agree with you. This part is different enough
that I'm
still. If they abuse me by going long after this, I might lose me. But
no, they're wrapping it up. Quite honestly, the competency is amazing. Like, I wasn't expecting that with this record. I was expecting it to be, like, more kind of, like, nuts and bolts hardcore. Like, fine. Like, good. But not that proficient.
No, it was really cool.
Really good. So, shout out.
It has that, like, Mind Force, like,
mm-hmm.
Mind Force, Bad Brainsy kind of flourish vibe. But the vocals are obviously completely different. But I like that they're burly, but you can understand every word, which is huge to me.
And personality in it.
Yeah.
Which I think it's easier to have personality in whackier vocals than just a burly voice.
Yeah.
And to be able to have a little bit of personality, it's cool.
I'm digging it.
I like that. I'm going to listen to more. You can go to iourecords.bandcamp.com.
Which I just realized IOU stands for something else. Someone posted it. Maybe like.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it says it on there. I thought it'd be like, you know, like typical, like you know. I'll pay
you
Tuesday for a hamburger today, but it's not.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like I ought to use or something. It's something like that.
Oh, it's on us.
Yes.
Which is cool. Very DIY kind of format.
A little FUBU-esque, you know?
It is.
A little FUBU.
For us, by us, on the low.
On the low.
For us, by us. All right.
I was impressed by that. That was a weird instance where, as you said, very capable. So it almost didn't give you much to say, except when the new part would come on, you go, oh.
That's cool, too.
Oh. Yeah, so
didn't drag.
So New Yorkish, but not traditional New York. I don't know.
Is Okulu and Mind Force the new New York?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So here's my speculation. I don't think that these players necessarily got anything from those bands.
Not saying they did.
Right. I don't want to say
got
that.
From
You're
the
not
same
saying that.
Well.
But I am going to, I think that we are now going to start hearing more Cro-Mags and Leeway through some of, through something like Mind Force than we're going to hear it from
the source. Yes.
Like a lot more. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, which is going to be weird for our 50-year-old listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guess what?
I mean, think about all the bands that we liked or that we were all influenced by that are like, yo, I checked out that band Unbroken. It's like, wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah,
like, right. Oh, you thought, oh.
You thought we were doing something
original? Oh, no. No.
Never.
No.
Please, no.
Sorry, man. Yeah. Yeah.
I hate to let you down.
Days of Our Lives, you know what I mean?
This one was meant to let you down.
Ew, what a track. All right. Next up is Pig City from Phoenix, Arizona.
Like it already.
Copper State Crust. These guys Ooh. Were in some other band who maybe played with Drug Church, and you had something to say about them on the stage, and it was really funny. Actually, let
is
me.
Is that the way they said it, or is that the.
I believe that was a direct quote. No, let me find it really quick. I'll pull open the email.
Because I've been fucking shocked at the amount of bands that have taken me too seriously when I talk about their bands on stage. So let's see.
Yo, Boise on Top. Or is it, what's your thing?
Boise on Top.
Boise on top.
Is becoming a thing.
It's, yeah, we put it on shirts. Let's
see this. They come into your stories and just hashtag it.
Shout out to Boise.
Yeah, shout out to Boise. All right. This is Dylan from the Arizona band Pig City. We just had a record come out on To Live a Lie and King of the Monsters, blah, blah, blah. We're a hardcore band with sprinkles of power violence and D-beat on top, like an aggressive cupcake, if you will. Hmm. Sending an email and describing yourself as an aggressive cupcake.
Gets my attention.
I'm checking you out.
Do you remember when everybody, what's the Oi band? Is that Vanilla?
Soy Boy?
Hard Skin.
Vanilla Muffins? Is that right?
I have no idea.
Vanilla muffin sounds great right now.
I would like a sweet treat.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was the Oi band that everybody was in. Everybody was into brownies. when I was like, when I say a kid, I mean like yeah, fucking 19, yeah, whatever. Yeah. But like,
what about the business?
Was that no? Bar.
Vanilla muffin sounds so good. I'm too distracted.
Angelic upstarts.
I'll look up vanilla muffin.
P.S. All the members of Pig City played in a band called Lychee, and when Drug Church toured off of Cheer, we played with them in Arizona. During Drug Church's set, Patrick did the "Hey, let's hear it for the opening bands" thing and called our band Wedgie. He then thanked an audience member who brought him socks, which generated significantly more applause.
Sorry, Wedgie.
The experience more or less summarized being a band. Yes, it did. So
you call the band Wedgie?
I have a hard time.
Let's do this. Like,
I can't even say that word still.
Hey, Lychee. Let's hear it for the Lychee. Opening band.
Thanks for everyone for playing that. Let's hear it for them.
Hey, how about that? Everybody, let's give a round of applause.
I mean, what band do you think is opening for you called Wedgie?
Some of these Lychee, words are hard. Lychee.
Lychee. All right, this is Pig City. The song is Guillotine, and then we're going to go right into another song called Penance.
It's going to be fast, so Pat's not going to know what to say. So me and you are the...
We're going to drive the boat.
Can you get a little more juice?
Ooh. I think he can talk on this.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it so far. I would love it if people... I would like it if people started identifying as crust, but had more further afield sounds. So
I think we're starting to see that more and more.
I think so, too.
Oh, yeah. There we go. So this is an example of a 56-second song that gets just about everything I want to hear in a hardcore song. You know, plenty of time to smash.
There's
something.
More PV, though, than anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. More
not
PV.
Not a lot of...
Crustier vocals.
Kind of a DB.
No, I think I think the vocals are the only thing that ties it to crust, in my view. It does sound more PV to me. But still.
But more like honestly, this is more just fast hardcore. There's some blasting, like the blast parts here, but this is almost just like you put a negative.
This is more
DB,
though.
You know? Yeah, the drumming. Yeah, this is crusty.
This is really good. Recording's great. I love those little flourishes.
I really like it.
I would be so excited if we could get to a place where crust was interesting and like actually heavy. You know what I mean? Like, because I feel like when we talk about stuff like the stuff that went big, 2000, right?
From Stadium Crust.
Stadium Crust. That stuff's legitimately heavy. in a way that I appreciate. But then, in my view, not everybody's going to agree with this, it started to become a little samey. You know what I mean?
Stuff like that kind of switches it up because it's like slow, slow, and then it's a little faster. But then they have like those grind beats, like really like kind of just these weird flourishes.
And then that real like, there's some low end on the first track on Guillotine. So pigcity.bandcamp.com, check that out.
Good personality on that.
That's really good. I like that. All right. Also, if you want to laugh.
Yes.
Speaking about Stadium Crust, you don't have Spotify, do you?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Look up the From Ashes Rise. Look at their picture, like their.
No.
What is it? Are they dressed as the Aquabats? What
no, you'll see. Right, you want to talk about Stadium Crust?
Is it them at Seahawks Stadium?
No, you don't even see their faces.
Okay, hold on.
But it's just a giant rock concert.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Respect from Ashes Rise.
Are they buying into the Stadium Crust now? Like the
I think they're laughing all the way to the bank.
Good taking the piss.
I mean, they don't have any kind of like internet equipment, so they don't know.
Would you like to buy the digital discography of Division of Mind for $302.50?
I'm open.
Well, you can do that on the Triple B Records Bandcamp. Or
$302.
I think that's the entire label discography.
Oh, there you go. Why not?
Yeah.
Seems reasonable. Good deal.
To be honest, I bet that one human being has done that. Because if you are an old-timer person who likes hardcore, has disposable income, and still listens to MP3s as archaic Methuselah fucks like myself do, might be a fun investment.
It's true.
Okay. Let's plunk it down. And we're going to step up to the Division of Mind self-titled LP.
Oh, this is a good opportunity to hear this thing that everybody's been talking about and I have missed out on.
We're going to listen to the song Exit.
Let's do it. Oh. What's going on here? It's not what I expect from Division of Mind.
Here we go. I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are on the production on the record.
I don't want them to set my actually. Expectations too much.
It's Flanger on the guitar. I'm already intrigued. Ooh. It's tasty.
Heavy so far.
Could a Hatebreed fan like this?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's the first place my mind went, actually. Yeah. Hatebreed, well, this is not a Hatebreed clone.
No.
Hatebreed is a totally apt comparison, particularly the stuff that came immediately after Hatebreed. This is right in that lane.
So I think there was, when you actually go back and listen to
Under the Knife.
Under the Knife, and then even on Satisfaction. There's elements of it, like, you're like, wait, do these dudes like dark, evil punk music at all? Or is this just where that weird crux where heavy hardcore and
Under the Knife has some parts that you're like,
yeah, right. And I think this is kind of the acknowledgement of, like, hey, there is a crossing of those two things that hit.
Well, I'm not sure which music you're referencing exactly, but people think I'm crazy. I think Satisfaction, there's Godflesh all over that to me. Like,
sure,
I could get heavy on Hatebreed for a second and say that there's idiot shit on that record that is actually smarter than people understand. You know what I mean?
It's hard. I like this.
It's not thoughtless.
This is tastefully ignorant.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes. I actually think this whole record, I picked this song because I particularly like this one. It's actually a longer track, but it keeps my attention the whole time. And it's got a lot going on.
Okay.
Vocals are cool. Not to be an old man, I can't hear a word he's saying.
No.
Like, I can't make out any of the lyrics without the lyrics in front of me.
Do you think... How old are these dudes, do we reckon?
Mid-20s?
Oh, I think older, right?
Yeah, I mean, somewhere in that 25 to 30-ish range, I'd say.
All right. Probably not then. I was going to speculate. As far as the Hatebreed clones went, I recently revisited the Figure 4 record.
Mm-hmm.
It is really good Hatebreed worship. I don't know if you've given it a shot lately.
Yeah.
It is very capable because it actually turns to melodicism in a more tasteful way than Hatebreed did later.
And I don't ever think melodic when I think of the Hatebreed stuff, though. I know this, they get there with some of the later material, but this is to me looking at Satisfaction and going, all right, what, let's do this. Let's go.
I like that there's somebody's looking at it and going, what can I still pull from this? 2020? It's crazy.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. Heavier than I anticipated, to be honest. Yes.
Good production across the board. Vocals are cool.
And I had, going into this record, I had always wanted them to do a heavier version of the punk stuff that some of these, I think the singer was in the band Hard Stripes. And in my head, I was like, you know what would be really cool is a moshy version of that.
Sure.
And that's definitely not this.
No.
But by the time the LP came out, I had kind of reset my expectations, and I really liked this record. I've talked about it. This and that Never Ending Game record are two of the better, heavier hardcore records that have come out, and they both came out on Triple B, which, you know, it's not like Triple B doesn't put out heavier stuff, but
it was on the heavier.
These are two that I think really nailed it, and it's kind of sick. So shout out everybody involved. Let's swing from Richmond, Virginia, all the way out to San Diego, California.
Pat's favorite place.
Wow.
A great place. We're going to talk about the band Therapy.
Therapy.
That's a Therapy from Ireland.
Oh, really?
Do you remember them?
Therapy question mark?
Yes. Therapy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
They were on the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Not that I think any 19-year-old should know that.
No.
But I also think that, like, why are we making Spotify more difficult than it needs to be? Go on.
Yeah, there's five bands with every band name on Spotify.
Yeah.
And or they try to find Ink and Dagger.
I know.
Yeah. They're not all under the same name. Yeah. Do you grab me a water?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm dying over here. I'm dying. So we're going to listen to Therapy from San Diego.
Mm. New 7-inch coming out on Atomic Action.
All right.
This song is self-titled. The song is called Omen. Let's get it.
Very spiky jacket. Spiky punk?
Whoa.
Wow, I like that.
Little Japanese hardcore.
I really like the vocals.
Me too.
I like the production on it.
So it's got that mid-tempo that you get with a lot of, like, more like you get with Japanese, you get it kind of with that Motorhead punk kind of stuff. Like, there's definitely a rock sensibility to this, but it's not swinging in your face with it. Like, but the chord progressions kind of have, like,
this is rocking without setting off my cock rocking sort of
corner meteor.
And you think this is a lot of that, like, Japanese, like, is this, like, the whole Burning Spirits type stuff, or?
Some, yeah, like, Lip Cream kind of thing. Yeah. I hear some of that. I hear a lot of, like, American hardcore, like, early 80s stuff. The vocals are, like, I'm a sucker for that strained screechiness.
Yeah, with a little distortion over it. Perfect. I really like that.
Minute 35, that's just about
perfect. Didn't overstay.
That's all I need.
Mm-hmm. AtomicActionRecords.bandcamp.com. Go check it out.
Get it.
Hey, guys, you ever hear of this band, Agnostic Front?
Huh?
In fact, I have.
I just saw them.
Oh, did you go to the Agnostic Front Sick of It All New York tour?
Yes, I went to one of the gigs.
Which one did you go to?
I went to the Brooklyn show at Kingsland.
That's amazing. How was it? Pretty good? I heard it was sold out.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
AF was great.
Yeah.
Like, have you been to Kingsland?
No, not yet.
So there's really nowhere to hang out for, like, the bands.
Right.
So, I mean, I think there's a backstage, but it's, like, upstairs, whatever. So, like, you're walking through the crowd to get to the stage.
Oh.
Full band, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, Roger's nowhere to be found. Vinny's up there setting up everything. And this is why he's a national treasure. Mm. And everyone will always give AF the benefit of the doubt. Because he goes, hey, everybody, just before we start, you're ever in trouble. If anyone's ever given you a hard time, if you ever feel like you don't feel so great about yourself that you may want to hurt yourself, you see me at a show, you go, hey, Vinny, I could use some help. But he's like, and I'm here for you. He's like,
that's cool.
Every single fucking person in this room, you come see me and I'll help you out. And I was like, that is so incredibly kind.
So, I mean, to have that much bandwidth, I'll say.
Yeah. Vinny's got it.
Is deeply impressive.
He's a dude that you'll be like, oh shit, you do remember.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell my most recent Vinny Stigma story?
No, please.
Can I do that before we start this?
Of course.
So we toured with them in 1998. Just to give you like a little bit of a, it's their first tour back after reuniting,
right,
in Europe, Indecision, Powerhouse, and AF, right. So you know, I'll see him here and there, and I go, he doesn't recall who I am, and then he'd be like,
right,
"How's Justin Razor?" I'm like, "Oh, you do." So the last
awesome.
Time I see him at the Black and Blue radio show promoting the Black and Blue Bowl, and he goes, let me ask you something. He's like, you still got that video with the two dogs fucking when one of them throws up? I go, what?
Wow.
Come again?
He's like, I need that for my meme folder.
And he goes, you got that video? I go, I don't know.
That was seven phones ago.
But that's the thing. I go, he's like, yeah, he showed it to me on tour.
Yeah.
YouTube didn't exist in 1988.
No.
I don't know who he thinks showed him. But I knew exactly what the video was because it was on Ridiculousness.
Yes.
It's two pit bulls like fucking, and one pit bull goes raw and just like throws up an ungodly amount. So I go, no, I think Justin actually has it on VHS. He goes, yeah, probably.
So hold on, let's assume something that he wasn't mistaking you for another human being.
No, he probably wasn't, but he somehow thought of pit bulls fucking and thought of my face.
But here's what I think: what if this is just a thing that he does
to everybody?
It's just kind of a fun vibe check. So there's a vibe check.
I could see him doing that, actually.
My favorite vibe check is this is a bad story because I can't repeat it on air. It's my favorite vibe check I've ever heard. It's a New York hardcore guy known for being peculiar. The best vibe check I've ever heard, I'll tell you.
Can you give the vibe check? Or without giving away the subject?
Imagine an escalating series of questions that then takes a left turn to the, wait, what the fuck? And then I was just making sure we're all on the same page. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, which is the funny.
Was it like a pulse check to make sure you weren't a rat? Or like.
Like that sort of thing, yes. So like.
Well, I mean, this is just Vinny being funny.
Yeah, no, I know. But I like a vibe check of that type where it's like, you like lasagna? Yeah, I like lasagna. I haven't had it in a long time. Yeah. You like fettuccine? I mean, I guess. I never, you know, I'm vegan.
Just checking.
And then it's like, you like national socialism? I'd be like, no, what the fuck? You know?
We're on the same page. All right.
Yeah. Just making sure we're all on the same pasta. Place.
I couldn't wait to leave that show and tell everyone I knew that story.
That's a fantastic story.
Let me ask you something. Yeah, you got the video of the two dogs fucking? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Maybe he just was casually looking for it. Like, you seem like a friendly guy. Can you pull up the video for me like a child would? You know what I mean? Like, can you show me that video?
You should have said I've got it on Laserdisc.
Agnostic Front has a new record out called Get Loud. You don't really need us to know who Agnostic Front is.
Yeah, if you do, then
or,
what?
But you know what? I'm going to be honest. I wasn't really checking out this record other than to go, hey, maybe we should play a song off that record. And I bet there's a lot of other people who love Victim in Pain just as much as me who are going, I like the cover art for this record. I don't know that I need to hear it.
Is it Sean Taggart?
It's Sean Taggart.
I'm going to speculate that some of our younger listeners have never heard Agnostic Front in their life.
Here's a chance to.
Okay.
The song is called Antisocial. It's not a cover.
Important underline there.
I mean, you can't get mad at them doing this because they created this.
That's very true. Yo, let me just say this. Not what I expected in 2020.
No. What were you expecting?
Every New York hardcore band spends a lot of time in street punk land. You know what I mean?
Late, and they did.
They've got albums.
In late career street punk band term is necessary. They all do. I guess I was expecting the post street punk era, which would have been
not raging hardcore.
Not raging hardcore. This sounds like Young. You know what I mean? This sounds like Young dudes.
Roger's got his growl, but also very clear.
I can't do that.
Wow.
Minute 6 seconds.
Really good.
Not.
I mean, they got a fucking Murderer's Row in that band, dude.
Not what I expected.
Mm-hmm. Craig Silverman. Again,
yo, I'm a douche. Haven't checked in. This is what happens when you don't check in.
Spoiler alert, one of their more recent songs is still their biggest song they have.
Yeah, you break this knowledge out on all sorts of bands where I'm like, really, Tom? That's crazy. And then you back it up because you go to enough shows.
Their two biggest songs are the fucking True Sounds of a Rep. Oh, yeah. That song?
Yep.
Biggest song by far. Gotta go. Huge. Second biggest, if not biggest, is that song like For My Family, For My Friends, For Those That I Lost, I Sing. Huge. Mm. Like, they play that, goes over bigger than Victim in Pain. But then they also go into, like, Victim in Pain, into Last Warning, into, you know, it's like, fuck, I can't.
Eliminator, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, God damn it. They got fucking Pokey Moe from Leeway playing drums.
Cross up Agnostic Front.
Dude, still killing it.
Is there anything you can't do?
No.
Closed Casket Activities.
Oh,
artists.
Oh, shit.
Raw Hex. Album coming out, Always High, Always Low.
To the point.
And the cover art is someone holding a gun like this.
Is that forced perspective?
Yes.
It's looking at you.
Yes, you can see that. You can.
So
see
you're going to be
bullets.
The victim of gun violence right now.
Always high.
It's a timely message.
The song is All Is Cold.
All right.
What's the like in my head? This is what the Leprechaun sounds like singing for a hardcore band. Like, gnarly face. You got to make a gnarly nose face when you sing like that.
I'm not wrong. This is me, Want Me Pot of Gold. Hardcore right here. Okay, so I...
This is hardcore called. With a black metal vocal.
I expected metal.
It's not.
It's not.
It's fast punk.
I'll be honest, I like this way more than if you gave me metal. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take this.
It's literally gnarly. Black metal vocals with really fast, grindy hardcore.
Yeah, what the vocals remind me of a very specific band too.
So,
because the like spitty. Anyways, yeah.
You know what it really sounds like in my background is vocally. Careful, but.
Okay. There's also one of the crust bands you suggested to me has this vocal too.
Is
it Deviated Instinct?
Deviated Instinct.
So,
yeah.
Here's the thing. Incongruent vocals are a risk.
Yeah.
Right? There's people that love Firewall for the incongruent vocals.
Right.
Yeah,
and then there's people that hate them for the incongruent vocals.
Right. Like clang. It depends on what you're...
It depends on your sensibility. It's really hitting out well here. And I like... It's like fast, hard punk with that. And then there was that heavy break at the end.
I like that a lot. When's that out? Do we know?
I believe very soon. So go pre-order. Actually, I believe it is out, so you can go order it.
Raw Hex.
Always High, Always Low. I really like that name, too. All right. From the United Kingdom. London, per se.
The band's name, you're from London.
Is The Annihilated. It's a brand new demo. We are going to listen to the song Never. Always. We're just going to listen to it, Never. The song's name is Never. Here it is.
I'm in.
The Annihilated?
The Annihilated.
Try to spell that shit. You know how many times that's going to get misspelled on a flyer?
Oh, God.
I know.
Man, everything sounds better with a British accent. Fuck. Oh, what does it sound like?
Yeah, it does.
Midwest hardcore.
I mean, it sounds like fucking Negative Approach. But like...
Maybe like Negative Effect.
From Camden
actually.
Town.
From Camden Town.
Yeah.
I'd be curious what the negative approach of Hole was.
Fuck, I like that a lot. Are we playing a second song?
Let's play that song again. Let's just do it twice.
Okay, wow.
Because I want to break down what that one part reminds me of really hard. Great start to a demo. Those drum rolls are so nice. Like,
reminds me of Pressure by Negative Pressure.
Yes, yes. So the singer's not like scared to get away from the gravel vocals at different parts to give different feel to it.
These folks from any other bands? That's like an arms race band or any of those?
I don't
final
know.
Reactions or
I think they might be from the general
same
scene.
Crew.
Yeah, but you should check that out at theannihilated.bandcamp.com.
Pat, spell annihilated without looking.
Yeah. Spell annihilate and then add it to it. Let's see if you can do it.
Annihilate.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Spelling bee style, yeah. A-N-N-H-I-L-A-T-E.
Wait, say that again.
A-N-N-H-I-L-A-T-E.
No. A-N-N-I-H-L-A-T-E-D?
Yeah, you said the same thing. Yeah,
no, there's an I.
An I. Oh. A-N-N-I-H.
Oh, yeah, I definitely missed that.
I-L-A-T-E-D. Yes. Fuck you, Kinlan.
Ugh, I mean,
wait a second. Yeah.
Use it in a
Did
sentence.
Did you forget the A? You forgot. It's A-N-N-I-H-I-L-A-T-E-D.
Jesus.
I know. It's hard.
It's going to be fucked up on a flyer.
Yeah, let's relax for a minute. We're gonna go to
take it down a notch.
You have
take
any bands with a name that I can spell?
Let's try this one, Georgia Mac.
I can spell that.
Try
Georgia G-O-G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Yeah,
Mac. I'm gonna go M-A-C, K,
M-A-Q.
They would not have gotten that
from Australia, from Footscray, Australia.
Could you guys vamp on Australia while I check to see if my food exists?
Yeah, can you please?
Shouts to all our folks in Australia. I hope everyone's okay. It's very scary.
So there's crazy stuff happening in Africa. Australia's straight up just on fire.
Yeah, and there's how the fuck do you stop it? There's like, I forget how many
and
the numbers of animals.
And there's a huge water shortage. Oh, billion, something like that.
It's
like
fucking
half
brutal.
A billion or something like that. It is outrageous, and I don't know that it's getting the play that it deserves.
No.
We've got somebody starting a war. Oh, grab the key. We got somebody starting a war.
Right, unilaterally, without any kind of...
Just for funsies. It's locust. It's locust
in
Africa.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
What are we doing this year if it's the end of the world? I guess we're going to keep recording podcasts.
Yeah, unless we know.
Yeah, once we know, we're going to call it a day.
We'll probably do like one last one.
Yeah, like a big bang party. Because it'll be like,
and then I'm just gonna drop like all the stuff that we like had to like hint around for the last 2 years.
Oh yeah,
we're just gonna tell everything.
Right? Should we still do the cassette episode where we grind some axes?
I mean, we could. Although people just hit me up on the side and go, "What was that? What you're talking about?"
No, but I want to do
I
the
tell
one.
Them,
yeah,
because fuck it.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
People, but I think this, friends
we
of mine
got some secret ones we can really put out.
Oh, we could definitely drop some dimes.
Stuff on Pat, that whole thing.
Yeah.
How he just murdered this Indian food delivery guy because it took 2 hours to get the food here.
Yeah, I kept looking at the clock. It's like, dude, it's 11:45.
Yeah, what about these Taco Bell commercials? I'm getting really hungry seeing this.
Did you not eat dinner?
No, I didn't eat dinner. But I had a big lunch, and I thought it was going to hold me over.
And it didn't.
It did not.
You want to play fucking Chelsea, Georgia Mac?
Yeah, let's. Well, no, because we should get Patrick on this. You know what? Let's play it. We'll listen to it.
But
then we'll play
to Australia.
It.
Please, everyone over there, be careful.
Yeah.
I had read something that, like, I guess there's not a ton of like firefighters that are like paid for by the city or the governments or the whatever. Like a lot of it's volunteer.
Yes.
Which is wild. So I mean, if you see any ways to like donate
support.
Money, if you could spare a couple of bucks, help those folks out. They're out there like. Fighting this fucking is it possibly the biggest fire in the history of the world?
That's a good question.
I mean, in
the known history,
yeah, civilization. You know, it's like, it's really awful. Fucking scary. So our thoughts are with you guys. And if there's anything we can do to help.
Yeah, reach out. Australia, we got a lot of friends out there. My podcast, what's up? All right, this is the song Away From Love by Georgia Mack off her album Pleaser, coming out on Run For Cover Records. You Before we get that, what's up with our food? You know, is he on the first floor? Just check
first and 6. He can't get up here.
Okay. Cool. All right, so let's listen.
Georgia Mack.
Pace Changer. Yeah, I thought you might like this. I believe this is a member of the band Camp Cope.
Oh, okay.
So
vocally, what's this making you think of?
What happened?
Huh? What, vocally, what's this make you think of?
Fuck.
Like, there's a lot of these artists who have not the same sound.
No.
There's like, she's so strong. It's got this deepness to it.
Very soulful.
Yep.
And I'm a sucker for an acoustic guitar with like that fake drum beat in the back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll hear on an episode where we talk about change up for music. I think this is a good rotation one. I think this is a good way to get in there and have some different texture to your musical palette. Also, I think it fits in with the Run For Cover catalog.
Oh, is it on the Run For Cover?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
To bring my city to the ground.
Yeah, it reminds me of Amy Mann a little bit, but she's like the template for so many vocalists. But she's because she's got that depth, but there's something else too that's really nice. Actually, I do think Patrick could vibe on this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what this reminds me of.
A very memorable Right Away.
Yeah.
See, and with
Hope on.
Yeah.
They got very big.
Oh, yeah. Big Aussies. That's cool.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, we needed that because we've been all rage so far. And it's getting late and I'm getting hungry. So, all right. Okay. Yeah, all right, let's jump into the next one, which is...
Pat is still somewhere lost.
Yes, it is.
In the streets of Weehawken.
Streets of Weehawken. Shouts to Jules. We are going to listen to the band Choice to Make. A band from Wilkes-Barre features members of One Step Closer. This song is Disconnect. Let's go ahead and play it.
Another record that popped up on the timeline, a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is off an EP coming out on Flatspot.
Cool.
So, very cool.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, funkier than I expected.
Very 70s.
This isn't very One Step Closer.
Did not expect them to come in like this.
That intro is older than anyone who's in this band.
I mean, it's probably older than you, buddy.
It is. See, the singer of One Step Closer plays guitar in this band?
Oh, no shit.
Yep.
I'm getting a little Bitter End vibe.
Say that again?
A little Bitter End vibe?
Oh, yeah. That's yeah, with vocal. That vocal right there, yep.
Very late 80s, early 90s NYHC.
Yep.
But he has the Dan Rosen,
like inflection. Yeah. You're right. so fun to see the way that New York hardcore is being taken and twisted.
Yeah.
Because it's not pure New York hardcore, but it's got all that all over it. And here you go, we've got this cool break.
Yeah.
Reminds me of
almost a Killing Time vibe.
Yeah, Killing Time, and like strain that through like Blind Justice stuff, yeah. You know what I mean? The kind of back and forth.
I mean, hey, at this point, Blind Justice are like some OGs to some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As young as they are.
Oh, yeah.
And they're probably barely any of them 30.
Who, in Blind Justice?
Yeah.
No.
Ryan? No.
27?
How's AJ? 25? Is he old?
He's a little bit older than mine. That's it.
I really like that.
Keeping it close.
They're NYHC. Vocally a little bitter end. I'm into that.
Wilkes Barre. Keep that shit up. Real. All right.
Valid Old Forge Pizza. What's up?
I know. What do you think of the pizza in NEPA, Northeastern Pennsylvania?
You know, I don't know enough about it, but Michelle Rakshis.
Yeah. An OG.
Like, says that it is. She's from Wilkes Barre. Mm-hmm. Wilkes Barre? Can we get.
Wilkes Barre. It's everything but the Barre.
I thought it was only the Barre, and everyone that says Wilkes Barre is wrong.
No. It's not Wilkes Barre. Wilkes Barre is fine. Wilkes Barre is okay. Wilkes Barre, it's not.
Really?
Yes. I was told that by someone recently.
That lives, is from
there? Oh, okay. Yes. We'll get that there. Yeah. Right. Here, and let's do the official, because this is important.
Is it playing?
I asked someone, this is the Google answer, how is Wilkes Barre pronounced? I asked someone who lived there, and she said Wilkes Barre, but added Barre is a French name. It should be Wilkes Barre. I've lived in Wilkes Barre for 30 plus years, and Wilkes Barre is another very common pronunciation. I just add it to the article's list of pronunciations. Okay, that's right. So inconclusive.
Text Michelle right now.
Text her and see what she says.
And tell her, can you send me a voice memo?
Perfect. And while you're doing that, we're going to listen to the band Section Hate. Release the cassette.
New cassette, right?
Mm-hmm. Winter Games. And we are going to listen to
the cover's song. Amazing.
Yeah,
it looks
really
like
cool.
A video game. I don't really
looks
know.
Like, yeah, it looks like a throwback, like sort of has that like Miami Vice look, and also kind of looks like a old video game, but with like lines of cocaine as well. So is that what Winter Games is about?
I mean, there is snow.
Let's find out. Sound clips are back so hard.
I was just about to say that. I like the recording. This is like you were saying, with like the vocals don't like necessarily match the music.
No,
but it works.
Work. I like the speed, kind of good gallop.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm a sucker for a big backup. Mm-hmm. Shredding.
So this kind of similarly, like, what's interesting is the merging of modern hardcore and stuff like influences of Japanese hardcore and like metal and those pitchy squeals and like just fast punk drumming.
All right. In hardcore, all you need is a good drummer.
Yeah, everything else can fall apart. The drumming holds it down. At some point in the early 2000s, California really discovered mosh parts, like fast hardcore mosh parts.
Yeah,
and it's done them very well for some time since. But they always bring in that kind of California flavor too. Like, you're not going to hear that level of drumming in the faster hardcore songs from the East Coast or Midwest. Vocals are cool here. Yeah. Strong. I think this is a big step up from their last recording to me.
I mean, it sounds like you fucking swallowed glass. That shit hurts.
Yeah.
It sounds cool, though.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Feeling it. Thank you, Section Hate. Sectionhategang.bandcamp.com. All right, we're going to listen to... You familiar with the band The Warriors?
Yes.
They came back not long ago and are putting out a new record on Pure Noise called Monomyth.
Okay.
A band who did a lot for a long time.
Yeah, very popular.
Yeah. What was Low-key. It? Knock Loose covered them on the, some EP?
Yeah, the precursor to a Different Shade of Blue.
That's right. So this is the new LP being released on Pure Noise Records. Let's go ahead and check it out. The song I'm going to play is Iron Mind. And I'll be honest, this is not a band who I really like, but it's very popular and like...
Mark Burgess.
Yeah, and kind of, I think if their better moments from their earlier catalog had like a real Rage Against the Machine yeah. type thing. But this sounds really different because it's right out of the gate.
Yeah.
So much of this churning, like 90s churning kind of, and if it's done well, I can really get into it.
Yeah.
So this is less bouncy and more evil sounding
yeah.
than I remember any of their old material. Like, I could see this opening of Every Time I Die show doing pretty well, right? Because it's got a little bit of that rock kind of pinning to it, while still being grimy. And I'm waiting for the big mosh part.
Yeah.
Is this it?
A little bit
of kicking here. Yeah. But not ignorant.
No.
And that's kind of where I would have put some of their material, at least in the past. Okay.
Both Nathan's Obama, right?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I think so.
Sounds like it.
I think he sings on one of his songs.
That's cool.
I'm still going.
Yeah. We're still 40 seconds away. So, like, when they go fast, I'm with it.
I don't know if I come to the Warriors for that.
No. But, you know, yeah, exactly. They're more about the heavy stuff. So, this song definitely... was not what I expected at all. Very interesting. Huh.
It was cool. I don't know if I'd listen to it again, but it was alright.
No.
We got a response from our...
Oh, we got it?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, let me see. Can I play this on the podcast?
Oh, you're doing the full consent. Very good. Alright, let's see. We only got a few left
it's
here.
Wilkes-Barre. Wilkes-Barre?
Oh.
Is also acceptable. Wilkes Bar is never, ever acceptable.
Oh, there you go. Maybe I mixed up which one. I don't know about Wilkes Barre.
It's Wilkes Barre.
You live there.
Wilkes Barre.
I know. Hold on.
Is also acceptable. Wilkes Bar
is not.
Never,
okay, hold on.
Ever acceptable.
Let's see. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Let's see. All right. Do you want to listen to something really fast? This is a band, World Peace, from the Bay Area, from San Francisco. I kind of stumbled on them not long ago and was real psyched to hear it. It is Power Violence.
Okay.
This song is called, let's see, which
one? It's a little prank record, a little 625. Like,
kind of. The To Live a Lie world is kind of where all this stuff is now, which is interesting because I wasn't super familiar with it.
All those labels went away, huh?
Prank, went away or pulled back.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 65. You know, like I think they all kind of...
65 was Yerx Max?
Yep.
Yerx Max.
Exactly. Right. And...
he was down for the core.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
They liked Indecision. We were supposed to play with Spaz. It never happened.
Mm. So this song is called Dirt Worship. Let's hit it.
Dirt Worship by World Peace.
Cool name. Don't know what to think when a band's named something like that, you know?
You think Cro-Mags, but
I think it is Cro-Mags, but it's certainly hard music.
Fuck.
So a lot of people are like, oh, power violence. You end up with a lot of people in the power violence because...
I mean, this is straight up power violence.
Yes.
This is fucking Nothing's Quite on the Eastern Front power violence.
All right, here we go.
If you're like, that's a Neanderthal song, I'd be like, all
right. Yes, right. Heaven made of glass. So, like, they say that a lot of posers gravitate towards power violence because it's the most raw, like, brutal form. But I actually love some of it because the brevity and, like, you just get all the shit in these 30 seconds. That was a 20-second song.
Right.
And we're going to stop it after this one. But Shining in Lonely Glory.
I don't like dual vocals often, but I do like it with my power violence.
Really? Okay, good.
I do like the kind of back and forth, as long as they're two different vocals.
I agree. You can't have two Cookie Monsters.
Yes.
All right.
But, like, the, you know, the brother stuff, or, like, even, like, the fucking Spaz stuff, it goes back and forth, you know?
All right. I have a maybe contradictory opinion. Here you go.
Wilkes-Barre. Right, which was what Michelle also said.
So Wilkes-Barre is incorrect. Wrong. Perfect.
Oh, Wilkes-Barre. Who was
Wilkes-Barre, that? Wilkes-Barre. That's Alex Russin.
Fuck, they're about the same age, and they're both from
They're from the same zone, so they all get it. All right, cool. We've solved the mystery. We're like Enya or some shit. okay, we're going to go to a promo. Uh-oh, are we rejoined? Stop. We're not getting our food, buddy.
No. I have to put the order in again at a different spot.
Stop, dude. It's 12 o'clock. We're not eating Indian food.
Up to you. I got to eat before.
You
got to
eat it? Okay.
But up to you. If you.
These gains aren't going to make themselves.
I have to maintain this body. Your call, what you wanted, though.
Just get me two samosas.
Two samosas.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
I'll still take that Coke.
Sit in here and listen to the song.
So what happened?
Tell the story on air.
Yeah.
Nothing so exciting. That was a circle of me believing that there's two elevators. So I felt like I was playing elevator action with the delivery guy.
Yeah.
Because I clearly watched a dude with heavy duty delivery bags exit a car, come in from up here.
And you're like, yeah.
And then I raced to the elevator. Could not find him. Could not find him on the lobby. Could not find him in the other lobby. And then as it turned out, he never was dispatched. Because Seamless canceled the order, I think, because I was not on Wi-Fi and the order was left hanging.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you never,
never properly ordered.
Right, it never went through.
Right now I'm blaming myself because I thought Seamless had taken my money and I was big mad.
Well, so since,
and then I checked the fine print and they said that they had to cancel it like 2 hours ago.
So since everyone is hearing a little bit of this, Patrick recently relocated to a new condo that he got. Big
in the divorce.
Got some big contracts. So
sure.
We're on the 13th floor of this pretty nice penthouse. You're in nice digs these days.
Well,
man.
You know what? I put the work in. I deserve to play a little.
I feel it. We're going to listen to the band Stand Alone from Buffalo, New York, I believe. Oh, Syracuse. I'm sorry. Syracuse, Straight Edge. Why can't a place like Syracuse have weird pronunciation? Like Syracuse. Syracuse?
Onondaga.
Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. There we go. We're going to listen to the song Take Control by the band Stand Alone. Let's go.
That's it.
Fun fact. This was a promo 2019, released December 30th, 2019.
I respect it.
Why not promo 2020? Okay. Yo, some hints of Scott Vogel in the vocals.
Yeah.
Ooh, I kind of like that. The weird, like,
yeah.
You got to be really good to pull this tempo off, in my opinion.
Is this like kind of like a return to like the Killing the Dream style?
Different recording is this amazing chord.
I think it's going for 90s, but I think it's trying to go for like 94, but it's hitting 98. But it's so hard, but I can't fucking
think. Okay.
So if this is going over big live, it's fun. If it's not, it's very frustrating for a band, I imagine.
This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be on New Age.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing New Agey.
Conviction record? No, it was the
Initial, maybe. Oh, Watermark, maybe?
No, it was the... See, fuck. It was like an offshoot of New Age.
Conversion. Yeah, true. Good point.
I like that.
All right, let's go... Where do we go? Do we go heavy or go punkish?
Let's go punk.
All right, let's go punk. We'll listen to the band. What's up, Patrick? You rejoining the living?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you guys haven't been...
just chatting into nothing? That would be really, really, really...
We listen to a lot of music.
No, we're good. We're good.
All right, hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, you missed some real highlights. You're going to have to go back and listen to this when you edit it.
Listen to the Georgia Mac record.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that very like pleasant. Georgia County Line? Is
yes.
That? Okay.
Yeah. It's without Nelly, though.
Okay.
Is that what you listen to when you're with your Norm friends?
Yeah, he listens to Florida Georgia Line. He definitely does.
Definitely.
My normal
windows
friends.
When he listens down to Cruise, you definitely do.
Cruise.
You definitely have fucking boot jeans. Boot cuts. He got boot cuts. He's going to the venue at the Cross Gates Mall.
Yeah, at the mall.
Yes.
Shout out to
sure,
Julian
yes.
from Stillsuit who texted me. He goes, hey, I'm thinking I'm at that mall that Patrick always talks about. Anyways.
Fuck.
Yes. Was he there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
It's a great mall.
I don't know. He called the Crossroads. I go, I don't think that's it.
No, Cross Gates.
I'm like, I think it's Cross Gates. So that's where I am.
Where have you been more recently? Cross Gates or Colony Center?
Cross Gates.
So, do you ever go to Colony Center?
Yes. It has Whole Foods. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So occasionally what I'll do is I'll go to the Whole Foods, I'll get some black licorice, and I'll go over to the movies. A little fun date for myself.
A little self date.
A little self date. Yeah.
You are so old.
Yeah. Fun fact, I saw Batman, the first Michael Keaton Batman at Cross Gates.
That's pretty good.
For free because I had gotten straight A's that semester in school.
Story's getting better by the second.
Wow.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's how Albany supports its local public schools.
I mean, it worked out very well.
Movies. Yeah.
It worked out well. It seems to be really...
It's hit my life positively. All right. The band is System 74. A record's called Beyond the Surface. Recently released on New Morality Zine. So we're going to listen to the song.
That guy. Talking about bad labels.
Guy. Yeah. Ugh. Let's listen to the song Rearrange, first track. Patrick, you're leading this. So go full stream of consciousness.
And I am here for it.
Where's my goddamn soda?
Whoa.
Welcome to the Top of the Pops.
Rock and punk.
This is the Bay City Rollers.
Yeah, you're right.
It's got an Oi vibe.
You're right. This could be like Top of the Pops punk. You know what I mean? It slips through. Huh. You know what? Interesting. Went from punky punk,
yes,
to now to me
half fast break on vocals.
Well, to me, I was gonna say this is like more in that. So went from punk to now GB hardcore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Vocally sounds like Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
So this reminds me of Murphy's Law meets this band Olive Lawn, which is like snowboarder music from the early 90s.
Snowboard.
There you go.
That's what we call Blood Church.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, there you go.
I mean, because
that's your goal is to be on like snowboard compilation. Fiddlehead beat you to it.
Former Jersey resident, yeah. Nick Fitt. Mm-hmm.
hadn't dialed it in. And he was like, oh, no, I like Joe Church. It's like perfectly Snowcore. It's like what I would have seen at Snowcore playing alongside Alien Ant Farm. And I was like, holy fuck, you nailed this. Fucking great.
Well, so there was a time period before that, because Nick Fitt is a younger person who was post-new metal, that in the early 90s and mid-90s, you had a weird mix of, like, sometimes you'd get, like, a lot of Epitaph punk, but then these weird, like the 80s version was skate punk and, like, skate rock, and then by the 90s, you were getting snowboard and surf videos. So that's got a lot of this kind of stuff. So this kind of has that feel to me.
Started punk, went, you can say Murphy's Law, said GB, but same like fun New York, and then ended on like Minutemen. You know what I mean? Like that was a wild ride.
System 74, system74.bandcamp.com. Check it out or get the CD from Numerality.
No, System 74 is so much like
it's so punk,
like a punk band of a certain era.
How do you pronounce this town in Pennsylvania?
Wilkes-Barre.
Okay, good.
Wilkes-Barre.
No, I've gotten. I mean,
yeah, that's she's the only person I've ever heard say Wilkes-Barre is correct. Though Alex Russin then told me, fun fact: there is no right answer, which is
apparently bar is wrong.
I think it doesn't matter. I think there's. It's one of those things like there's literally no answer. No one. There's no
because
no
the town
clear
was founded
answer.
By two men, one named Wilkes, the other named Barre, but it morphed into.
So Barre. Why isn't Wilkes Barre?
Because it morphed into Wilkes-Barre.
We've talked about that. All the Los Angeles names changing, right? So a lot of the places in Los Angeles are we're saying them wrong, but it's just an understood that we're all saying them wrong, and that they used to be said correctly.
Like what?
I want to say La Cienega is said completely different.
Sure. La Cienega, whatever.
Is it like? But there's one that is like so different that it Sepulveda? Shocked me. It's like it's that crazy, like where it's like a thing that we all say it incorrectly.
We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable,
right. But
like Houston Street.
But apparently, people used to say it correctly even in 1930, and suddenly
the
Gringos
came out there.
There was just something that
the
changed.
The Dodgers moved out there.
That's what it was.
In the ravine.
That's what it was.
That's what happened.
All right,
what else we got?
Last one for the night.
All right.
Closed Casket Activities.
Yeah.
The band is The Acacia Strain.
Prolific this quarter.
I know. Getting hard.
Secret record.
This record is called It Comes in Waves. All the song titles are single words, so our only sin was giving them names. So we're just going to listen to the first song, Our.
Our, yeah.
Acacia Strain from not Wilkes-Barre.
They're also not from Massachusetts.
Is that true?
Vincent was like, I was the only one. I lived in Massachusetts for a little while, but no one from the band is from Massachusetts.
Is that a fact?
Well, didn't he choose to move to upstate? Like, he lives in the Albany area?
He does.
Smart man.
Strangest life choice I ever heard of.
He's probably been to Crossgates.
He's definitely been to Crossgates.
Yeah.
Let's go to Crossgates. Sorry, it's far.
Crossgates is far?
From here.
Yes, it is.
So on a recent episode of Overnight Drive, they did a bunch of mailbag questions, and one of the questions, this is great, was, I've been thinking about going vegan, but I'm worried it'll turn me into a giant pussy like Patrick Kinlan. You can imagine how tickled those dudes were by that question. They were dying. They could barely answer the question.
How'd they answer?
Oh, Andrew. Andrew's a little drunk.
He's like on the carnivore diet.
Andrew was a little drunk and very, very anti-vegan. Hans was a lot more...
Motherfucker had a fucking dreadlock mohawk. Fuck that fucker.
Hans was a lot more measured in his dismissal of the question. So.
Yo, I don't wish ill on anybody.
Except for those two.
Andrew's going to be coming to me for fucking advice when he's got the colon polyps and all that bullshit.
Wow.
Heavy. Comes out heavy right away, right?
It's different, though, from that usual style.
Faster, right?
Yeah. I listened
more straightforward, right?
When it first came out, I was super, like, this is cool.
So what separates this from Code Orange?
This part, well, now we've gone into a different space, but for a second, not much.
No, musically, when it's hitting, it's like, dee, dee. A little there. Okay. Not that different.
No, because they, Code Orange has their.
Sure, yeah, yeah. I mean, currently, it's just the number of parts being played.
Correct, right.
But, well, now.
You've been gone for so long that this Taco Bell commercial keeps getting better and better.
Yeah?
This looks great. Oh, this is different.
I'd bet money there's someone listening to the Acacia Strain while eating Taco Bell at this exact instant.
I think it's being played in several Taco Bells across the nation. Like, they're wrapping up the shift, and it's like, all right, let's put on our music now. So would that make you feel better or worse if you influenced someone not to be vegan because they didn't want to be more like you? Because you're a gigantic.
Andrew's going to be eating the vegan shit out of my butt when he goes, you know what, my body's in sharp decline, my hair is thinning, I look like shit. What can you do for me? And I can only say, well, I can give you a bit of a fitness plan if you care for it.
And just poop on his chest.
And I'll poop right on his fucking chest.
And then pee on him if you...
All right, yo, this part, from where it got kind of airy, I'm with it. The first half wasn't for me, but this part I'm like okay with.
This is more harm's way, Jace.
So yeah, that's a good point.
I was actually more into the first half. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I've become really bigoted against these parts, like these sort of parts. I'm like, yeah, all right, get to it, motherfucker. Let's see.
That's about it. I think it was like a
hemisphere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an EP.
Two worlds.
It's a 7-song EP, whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But that song was broken.
It's essentially two parts.
I'm not crazy, right? That was.
You might be crazy, but that song was just two parts like that, like the two.
So is that what they do on this record? Are they have we heard it? Are they coming like
2.5 minute songs?
I think you should go to closecastingactivities.com, use the promo code.
Oh, is that?
And spell it out.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
get 10% off, maybe support your boy.
But I mean, that was like inverse power violence. That was like a weird thing where they went heavy, 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 fast, fast, fast.
Slow.
And then.
We're seeing that more and more with different stuff is the playing with textures of extreme heavy to extreme fast. You know what I mean? Like that was an interesting take on it because it was like spacey heavy, right? Like it wasn't doomy. It was like spaced out and airy darkness as opposed to like sludge or doom kind of shit.
I would be so interested to hear what like, an Acacia Strain lifer thinks of every record. Because there's been a number of records, a number of releases, and I'm curious, like...
There has to be some that are actually, like, into the music in that level, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because they're not all just t-shirt kids.
I'm saying Acacia Strain is the one band of this type that people are along for the ride musically.
Yeah.
So, like, I'd be curious... If people are like, oh, this is where I get off, or I was gone for two records and then this won me back, because you hear that with Every Time I Die. Yes. Every Time I Die, people jumped off for two records.
Yeah. Then they came back full force with and brought friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy that when you're around that long. Anyway, so I missed good shit, is what you're telling me?
Yes, you missed. Yeah. It was all a very good episode overall.
All right. Well, I was chasing a man that didn't exist.
It's really the story of your life.
Yeah.
That's a comic book.
Be good. This is the end of the episode.
Take care of each other.